This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia Sunday of committing genocide in his country. This as Western leaders condemned images emerging of dead Ukrainian civilians in a town abandoned by Russian forces outside the capital, Kyiv. Zelensky on CBS speaking through a translator.
Indeed, this is genocide. The elimination of the whole nation and the people. We are the citizens of Ukraine. We have more than 100 nationalities. This is about the destruction and extermination of all these nationalities. We are the citizens of Ukraine, and we don't want to be subdued to the policy of Russian Federation. And this is the reason we are being destroyed.
Zelensky's remarks came one day after Ukrainian forces moved into the town of Bukha near Kyiv and found what officials and witnesses said were the bodies of civilians killed by Russian forces. Germany, France, and others have expressed outrage at the images of dead civilians. Russia's defense ministry denied the allegations, saying footage and photographs showing dead bodies in Bukha were, quote, yet another provocation, end quote, by Kyiv. Asked whether Russian President Vladimir Putin would be held accountable, Zelensky said others also shared the blame.
I think all the military commanders, everyone gave instructions and orders should be punished adequately.
The mayor of Bukha said Saturday 300 residents had been killed by Russian troops during a month-long occupation. Russia has previously denied targeting civilians and rejected allegations of war crimes and what it calls a, quote, special military operation, end quote, in Ukraine. This is VOA News. In a major breakthrough, South Sudan's rival leaders sealed an agreement Sunday on a key military provision of their faltering peace deal following mediation by neighboring Sudan. They say they agreed on the creation of a unified armed forces command, one of several crucial unresolved issues holding up implementation of a 2018 deal to end South Sudan's bloody five-year civil war. Tensions have spiraled recently, triggering fears in the international community of a return to full-blown conflict in the world's youngest nation. The accord stipulates a 60-40 distribution of key leadership between the two men to choose posts in the army, police, and national security forces. Costa Ricans are casting their ballots in a runoff election Sunday, choosing between an anti-establishment outsider and former leader to be the next head of the Central American country as it grapples with debt woes and social discontent. Final polling gave economist Rodrigo Chavez, a former longtime World Bank official, a slight lead over former President José María Figueres. Hungarians flocked to polling places Sunday as voters in the Central European country faced a choice: take a chance on a diverse, Western-looking coalition of opposition parties or grant nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orbán a renewed mandate with a fourth consecutive term in office. The contest is expected to be the closest since Orbán took power in 2010, thanks to Hungary's six main opposition parties putting aside ideological differences to form a united front against his right-wing party. The Taliban announced Sunday in a ban on the cultivation of narcotics in Afghanistan, the world's biggest opium producer. According to an order from the Taliban's supreme leader, quote, all Afghans are informed that from now on, cultivation of poppy has been strictly prohibited across the country, end quote. The order, announced at a news conference by the Ministry of Interior in Kabul, added, quote, if anyone violates the decree, the crop will be destroyed immediately and the violator will be treated according to the Sharia law, end quote. Drug control has been one major demand of the international community of the Islamist group, which took over the country in August and is seeking formal international recognition in order to wind back sanctions that are severely hampering banking, business, and development. And recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia Sunday of committing genocide in his country. This as Western leaders condemned images emerging of dead Ukrainian civilians in a town abandoned by Russian forces outside the capital, Kyiv. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.